Nifty is continuously rising day by day since the last week, and today it has ended by 16,199. Well, what has led to all these changes? A sudden shift from a negative bias to a short-term positive bias, and what is in store in the coming weeks and months in the Indian stock market? All of this in this episode. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the FinAzad podcast. If you need any help for managing your personal finances, for your children education plans, for retirement planning, any other personal finance planning, mutual fund, stock markets, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 70582-48602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. Well, if you've been following this podcast since a long time, we have been saying that it is a negative frame of situation here in the Indian stock market. The market is falling continuously. It saw a low of 15,200 as well after that high of 18,500, which we saw last year. And all of this has been happening, but in the last couple of weeks, the market has been showing signs of strength, right? So 15,200 Nifty level, which was a very, very big alarming sign for everybody, and everybody was talking about a recession and all of that. This happened on 17th of June, 15,200 was reached, after which 16,200 almost is here, and we are just on 11th of July. So not even 1 month and we have seen this huge, not a very huge, but from the short term perspective of things, we have seen this spike in the weekly time frame of Nifty 50. Why has this happened? Will this sustain? Will this prompt some kind of a trend reversal in the Indian stock markets? The recession that everybody is talking about, is that really on now? Is it coming, or we will never see such kind of a talk of recession pertaining to a few aspects of the Indian stock market? So firstly, why did we see this huge spike? When I say huge, it is by no means a very huge one, but yes, from the frame of things, from the weekly time frame that I'm looking on the charts of Nifty 50, it seems that it's a considerable climb in points for Nifty 50, right? So why this has happened since the last couple of weeks? There are two reasons to it. The first one is that the cyclical move that is going on in the Nifty 50 chart or the Nifty 50 index tells us that every secondary bearish move is followed by a secondary bullish move, right? This is a very basic explanation. Why? Because the stock market keeps on going up and down, and hence once it went down so deep, 15,200, it was about to go up, and 16,200 was a possibility. That is point number one. That is explanation number one. But the other explanation is the fall of around 5% in the Brent crude prices. So if I give you a statistics, July 1st, 2022, Brent was $111, right? We're talking about a barrel, $111. But on 8th of July, that is the last market day of the previous week, it came down to $106. Right, so 111 to 106, a fall of around 5% in Brent, that is the oil needs of the entire world, that has come down. We are talking in dollars over here, right? So it is a 5% fall in dollars. If you remember, we have been talking about inflation all these months, and in the major contributor to inflation is the rising crude prices, all right? But this kind of a drop in the prices, mainly because of the because of lesser demand to some extent, prices have been cut down. Russia-Ukraine scenario also has got a huge thing to do with it. So Russia is banking on its oil reserves, and they are planning very judiciously for their own benefit, and all of this has contributed to a sudden fall, a 5% fall in the crude prices. And this is also, along with this, we also have been talking about inflation, and inflation to some extent also has come down a little bit. So currently 7.04% CPI is there in India, which was earlier a month ago was 7.79%. So like we can say, for the moment, it has come down to some extent. So these are the two reasons why this week the previous week and the week before, we saw some signs of positivity in the stock markets. The crude prices and the easing of inflation, both of them are interrelated, right? Inflation contributes, the crude prices contribute to inflation, and it is a vice versa relation. So these are the two primary reasons why we have seen that some kind of a positivity in the stock markets, and obviously supported by the point number one, which you discussed, that the secondary move in the stock market keeps on going up and down, up and down, up and down. So it's a cyclical move, and it was about to move upwards. That is also one of the reasons. Now, is this move which we saw from 17th of June till date 11th of July, is this a promising move? And can we say that yes, all that has happened before is over for now, and now we are moving towards something new, and something new is going to happen, and the stock market is going to consolidate and it's going to go up and all of that? As of yet, on the charts, at least by the way of technical analysis, nothing of that sort is seen. Right, because when I go on the daily time frame of Nifty 50, and when I just try to understand the technical parameters or technical analysis, the Nifty price 16200 is exactly where the resistance lies, the inclined resistance, because earlier the peak, the high in the month of April was made at 18100, then the high moved to 17350, then the high moved to 16750 in the first part of June, and now it has stopped 16200. Right, so I think the 16200, if we go on the charts of Nifty 50 daily time frame and draw a trend line, resistance trend line, the current price is exactly where it meets the trend line. 16200 is where it intersects the trend line, it touches the trend line, and hence I get a feeling that maybe this week we can see some kind of a weakness in the stock markets, because the resistance has been attained, and as it has been doing since the last 3-4 months, it will follow that particular channel and it will keep on coming down systematically. All right, if I say that, that does not mean that tomorrow onwards we see a huge bloodshed and it's going to come down, all of that, nothing like that. But yes, technical analysis tells that it is a resistance zone, it is a supply zone, and in this supply zone some kind of a selling will come, and the price is estimated to be dragged down a little bit. And obviously the macroeconomic factors, nothing of it has improved. We talked about Brent and inflation, all of this. This is all temporary. No such permanent concrete thing has happened which says that yes, the economy is going to do really well from here on, the inflation is going to ease out and all of that, because this is a slow process. Again, the MPC will make its decision, that is the Monetary Policy Committee of the RBI, and they will increase the interest rates, which is pending again. So all of this will keep on happening until and unless the liquidity is sucked out and inflation is brought to control. The rupee is depreciating day by day, all right? That is another big, big concern. The foreign reserves of the RBI are also coming to a limit which is out of their planning, because they have already supplied a lot of foreign exchange, a lot of US dollars into the system, which they had reserved earlier during the lockdown period, and now they are coming out with it and circulating in the market, so that the supply of dollars is increased and rupee can appreciate a little bit. But that is not happening. So again, these are all the factors which are affecting. Indian neighboring countries are not doing well, so is the continuing war and the crisis in Europe. So all of this into mind, the permanent bias still remains negative, as I've been saying since the last so many, almost a year now, and we spoke about 18,500, 19,000 in fact, and I said that by 2021 we can see 19,000. To some extent it was achieved. 18,500 we saw, and then there was a drag down after that melt up phase. So if you want to understand the behavior of the stock markets all these months, I mean, you should go through a lot of earlier episodes as well, which will give you a good background, which will help you understand what has been happening. Just this episode, if you are new to the podcast, you might not understand each and every reference that I'm quoting and each and everything that I'm referring to. So if you listen to 5 to 10 podcasts in a single day, you'll understand the background of how we are analyzing the markets and what we're talking about, right? So with this, we come to the end of this episode, and I hope this was valuable for you. All the discussion that we made is on the basis of technical analysis and some macroeconomic factors which we are seeing in the Indian economy. All right. So with this, thank you to all for giving your valuable time and listen till the very, very end. Refer our Hindi podcast, refer our Finazad, what do you call the app, the Finazad app that we have for all you, and which has listed the fantastic course on technical analysis. So the technical analysis that I was talking about, that I'm referring to the daily time frame, the weekly time frame of Nifty 50, and how I can find out whether this is a resistance zone or a supply zone, it's a demand zone or a support zone, all of that. For this, you need to understand technical analysis, and if you are good at technical analysis, you can do it on your computer screen by sitting at the leisure of your office or of your home, right? So refer that course on technical analysis, and also refer our Hindi YouTube channel as well. Thank you for listening till the very end and giving you valuable time, and I'll be seeing you again.